Reporting wages for people who receive Supplemental Security Income SSI. SSA publication number 05-10502, January 2011. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction. What is monthly wage reporting? Do I need to provide other pay stubs? How do I report monthly wages? When do I send the pay stubs? Contacting Social Security. Introduction. Supplemental Security Income SSI is a needs-based program for people who are disabled, blind, or aged. The amount an eligible person can receive is based in part on other income. Some people who receive SSI have a representative payee to help them with their payments. Payees can help us make timely and accurate payments by participating in monthly wage reporting. What is monthly wage reporting? When you mail or take pay stubs to Social Security at the beginning of each month, we call it monthly wage reporting. The law requires representative payees to report any income received on behalf of a person getting SSI. These wages may or may not affect the SSI payment. We need to see the pay stubs to tell. We also will consider certain expenses you pay that make it possible for the SSI recipient to work. Generally, the more income available to the SSI recipient, the less the SSI payment will be. Reporting wages each month helps us pay the correct amount of SSI and may prevent the SSI recipient from owing us money or allow us to pay a higher amount. Do I need to provide other pay stubs? Sometimes you must report someone else's earnings to us. Here are a few examples. The SSI recipient's spouse, if the spouse lives with the recipient. The SSI recipient's parent or parents, if the recipient lives with parent or parents and is younger than 18. And the SSI recipient's sponsors, if the recipient is not a citizen, even if the sponsors do not live in the same household. You also must report to us if the SSI recipient or any of the people listed previously, spouse, parents, or sponsors, start or stop working. Note, if you are the spouse, parent, or sponsor of a person receiving SSI, you need to report your wages monthly to receive accurate and timely payments. How do I report monthly wages? Each month, take or mail all pay stubs to your local Social Security office. Be sure to include pay stubs for overtime, vacation pay, and bonuses. If the person receiving SSI has receipts for disability-related items or services necessary for work, turn those in as well. Most people with telephone access can report wages using our automated phone system. Reporting monthly wages by phone saves you paper, postage, and time by eliminating the need to copy, fax, or mail wage evidence to the local office. Contact Social Security to learn more. When do I send the pay stubs? Send us or bring us the pay stubs as soon as you have received the last pay stub each month, but no later than the 10th day of the month. For example, we must receive all of the pay stubs for January, no later than February 10th. Any change in the amount of wages also must be reported no later than the 10th day of the next month. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213 for the deaf or hard of hearing. Call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.